Hey everyone, it is Shauna Dorsey, your girl with Mommy Moments. I am so thankful to be able to do another podcast with you guys. I am so thankful. I've missed you all. Thank you guys so much for listening faithful, you know, from Is Potty Training a Drag and just to the other episodes that I have created. I couldn't wait to get on here and do another podcast. Today, I want to talk to those young moms, maybe even older moms out there. I want to talk to you about it's not fair. All right. Can anyone raise their hand and say, I've said that, I understand that, and I don't understand why somebody would say it's not fair. But sometimes in our minds as moms, especially when you have your children quite young, you could begin to think all the negative things about being a mother. Like, it's not fair, I gotta stop my career, I have to now stop school, it's not fair that, you know, fill in the blank, you know, just think about whatever it is, you know. And I find this can happen at any state of motherhood, right? It's not fair that I'm with the kids all the time and dad isn't really there, maybe because dad is working. For me, when we were having our children, I was a military spouse, and I currently still am a military spouse. So my husband worked full-time, long hours, and I could have easily said, oh, it's not fair. I don't have a career. I can't go to school. I can't do these things that I want to do. But then that would have been sounding really selfish, right? So I want to look at that. It's not fair, you know? Let's look at how the babies, you know, they're so innocent. You know, we can easily look at it like it's not fair that mommy and daddy decided to jiggle together and create little Samantha or Johnny, right? They were up in heaven, you know, they weren't thinking about being born. But we have such amazing bodies that God gave us, and we're able to create beautiful human beings, right? And so these human beings come here and they are such a blessing. They come here and they are totally reliant upon their mother to take care of them, right? So, you know, I just think that it's a blessing to be a mother now. Okay. So if you're a young mom and you're finding yourself feeling that way, feeling like, oh, this isn't fair, or, oh, I don't understand, or all these different emotions, you know, just think about how it's such a blessing that you are carrying a life inside of you, for one. For two, God blessed you to, it blessed your womb to be able to carry the blessing and then give birth to a blessing. Ladies, you just don't realize how many women are trying to have children right now, even as I'm speaking to you. You don't realize how many women are probably paying to get in vitro or all these different things to help them to be able to produce a child, you know, and they're having to pay thousands and thousands of dollars. So if you're able to carry a child, you know, I hope that you will take the mindset that it's not fair and change it to it's a blessing. It's totally may not be fair, but it is so worth it. And I'm so thankful. You know, if you look at it like that, you know, then you'll begin to, you know, ease up on, you know, oh my gosh, why me? It's not fair. I got pregnant back to back. I was pregnant for 10 years straight. I didn't get a chance to even go to college, ladies. I went and had to stop you know. And then after the kids got older, you know, I tried to go back, but it was stressful. I couldn't, you know, focus on school. So being a mother is definitely a lot of sacrifices. I'm not going to say that it's not fair, but it's a lot of sacrifices. And you have to kind of shift your life a little, but it's all worth it. You know, I have 6 children. They're all pretty much grown. We have 2 teenagers left in our home. And, you know, when I was raising the children and going to the stores by myself when my husband was deployed, and, you know, I could have easily thought those things, like, this is not fair. But what I thought was, how can I be a blessing to my children? You know, be that mom, pray with our kids, give them their baths, feed them their food. And these were all little guys, okay? You know, and I used to always pray. My prayer was that, Lord, I mean, I love this, but Lord, help them to get older. And now my prayer is like, Lord, can they be babies again? Because it's like the time just went so fast that it really just really kind of like broke my heart. I'm like, oh my gosh, the kids are already out of the house, for crying out loud. And we have grandchildren, so we get to spoil them. But you know, I just really want any mother, whether you're single, you're married, and you have 1 kid, 2 kids, 5 kids, 6 kids, 10 kids, I just want you to know that you are so special. You are so special. God loves you. I love you. Being a mother is such a blessing. It is a sacrifice, but I promise you, when they get older, you're going to miss all those times from when they were a baby, from when you were breastfeeding and all those things. I miss it all. Okay. I miss it all so much, that I wish that I could have children, but I got my tubes tied, so I can't have children unless I were to do in vitro. unless someone paid for that. That is definitely not going to happen. But I am so thankful to be 43 years old, have 6 children and 2 grandchildren. Well, 1 will be born soon. And I'm just so thankful for that. And I just want you women to see the value of being a mother, you know, the value of being a mother. You know, I know this is talking about it's not fair, but in this episode, I want you to see that it is absolutely fair and it is absolutely right. And it is absolutely amazing to be a mother to a human being that's looking at you, that's relying on you for every single thing. It might seem like so much with 1, but like I said, I had multiple kids, so imagine how I was feeling sometimes. I was really calling on Jesus a lot, you know, and I breastfed all 6 of my children. And my last 2, I did a lot longer than the other 4. So, you know, you just look at those things when you come home from the hospital and the baby doesn't want to sleep. Maybe dad's working hard. He can't really be up with you with the baby. You know, my husband was on the drill field when we had our last 2 and he was exhausted. So guess who had to be up with little Faye and Isaiah when they were hungry or when they wanted to be up looking around and I was tired and exhausted and daddy was just sleeping, you know? So I was the one that had to be up with them, and I was the one that had the heavy, full breast milk in my breast and dripping milk. And you know how it is, moms, when you're nursing your new baby, and you know, all those things that you go through are just so priceless. It's just, you can't even put a price tag on it. You can't, it's just so precious. All of that, every single child was just such a blessing, and each one of them are so special to me, you know, and I'm so thankful that I was able to be a mom that ended up turning into a wife. Amen. Getting married. I wasn't a single mom, you know, so you want to look at moms, look at your entire life. If you're a single mom, it's okay. You be the best single mom you can be. And if the Lord sends you a husband, then you will be not just a mom, a wife. And I'm talking now to the moms that are already wives. Be the best wife you can be. And love your husband, love your children. Most of all, love the Father in heaven. Allow the Holy Spirit to guide you in every single thing. You know, because like I said, they'll be little and then they'll get bigger. And next thing you know, you'll have teens and then you'll have young adults. Now, the teen years are no joke. I know I got tons of gray hair in my teen years. When we were raising our children, my husband lost all his hair. Now he's bald headed, you know, and I'm telling you, I still won't trade it for the world. We lived overseas during the teen years, so that was even more interesting. But now, you know, I just go to my Dominican lady and she just covers up all the gray and I look nice and young. I just may not weigh the same weight, but I look nice and young, you know, and that's just God's grace. I promise you, ladies. So if there's anything that I want to leave with you in this podcast, what you may think is not fair is absolutely fair. You may think it's not fair. You may think that your husband is getting sleep and you're up with little Johnny and Sarah and you're tired as day, but you know what? God will give you the strength. You may think it's not fair that your husband or significant other is hanging out and you're like, I'm here with the kids and I'm doing this and I'm doing that and I'm, honey, you're not doing it by yourself. The Lord, I promise, He is helping you. And especially if you ask Him to help you, the Lord will give you strength to be able to raise your children. The Lord will give you strength to get through your day. The Lord will even give you strength if you're a mom that's like, look, I can't just stay home with the kids. I need to go back to work. I need to go back to school. Oh my gosh, He will even give you favor to go be on a job, work from home, create your own business, all of these wonderful things. Go back to school, and we're still in the pandemic, y'all, so it's cool to go back to school online. I don't want to, but if that's what you want to do, do it. You can still have your goals and your dreams, even as a mom. There are so many moms out there right now that are absolutely achieving goals, meeting those dreams and, you know, getting those dreams and goals accomplished, you know, whether it's financially or spiritually or just whatever their desire is, like God's making a way for women. And you just have to believe that by faith, although you may have small babies, you can still meet and have those dreams and have those goals met, okay? You just have to believe it by faith. Now, I just want to leave with you a small prayer. Lord, bless my sisters, those that are carrying babies right now, those that are about to give birth, and those that already have children born. Bless them when they're going, when they're coming. Lord, give them peace about every area of their life. Let them know they can still do all things, even with children, even with babies. God, show them your will for their lives. And I just give you praise, honor, and glory for all of these women that are connecting with me and listening to this podcast. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in. I can't wait to talk to you on next week.